American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
We don't really know the number of cattle lost yet. There's no official count.
That's Bill Hyman, the executive director of the Independent Cattlemen's Association in Texas, based in Lockhart, which is central Texas, about 30 miles south of Austin. Speaking about Hurricane Harvey, we're still covering it and trying to assess the damage to the cattle industry.
Some individuals were hit really hard with flooding and lost a tremendous amount of cattle. Others, you know, it's going to be fences, water gaps.
Which essentially is an earthen dam that holds back water.
Repairing barns or replacing barns, they're blown away. Windmills, which we use to deliver water to our cattle in a lot of places, were destroyed. The other thing is, it's also the people's houses and their vehicles and their equipment that's been destroyed.
And while there have been reports that there has not been a lot of applications for financial help and support for loans to help the cattle industry get back on its feet, Hyman said it's still early.
You know, and a lot of these people's first priority is to get their homes in some type of shape. And I think we'll see more applications. That was one thing I brought up when we met with the Secretary of Agriculture, is that we needed not only to have a meeting where we explained what the processes were and the assets that were available for help, but also a meeting a day or two later to show the people how to fill out the information. Because when you walk in and just get a stack of papers and say, fill this out and bring it back, that's good, but not everybody is. A lot of them get frustrated and walk away. You can get those people and help them, assist them in filling those forms out, will be in better shape.
Yeah, that form phobia can be a problem. Hyman said they did meet with Secretary Perdue about 2 weeks ago in El Campo, Texas, where there was a lot of flooding.
Occurred there with some high winds, and really the worst hit of the folks around that area were the cotton farmers.
Hyman described the real difficulty of Hurricane Harvey.
I'm part of the animal preparedness group with the state, and you know, 3 days before we were meeting, we knew where it was going to pretty much come in at, and we were set up to take care of that area. And then all of a sudden, it backed up and bounced in farther east, and all of a sudden, we had two areas that were in dire need. And then it bounced back and came up east side of Houston, and so we had three major areas. So it was a little bit overwhelming.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.